From the Black Widow podcast world of sound, we introduce Played, an interactive audio experience where you decide what's next.
We have a ton of Black Widow diaries just sitting and collecting dust. So I thought it would be a great idea to give the male perspective to some of your favorite episodes while creating a whole new storyline. So I asked the lovely patrons on the Black Widow Patreon page what were their favorite episodes. And after tallying the votes, we have the first three episodes of the new series, Played. These episodes are based on the diaries Oops, Oh My, Crave, and a brand new episode called Imaginary Friend.
When Tevin meets Crave at a coffee shop, a planned sneaky link gets derailed by a text from Zeta. After a night of intense sex and unraveling emotions, Zeta is unclear on what she wants to happen between her and Tevin.
And what happens next is up to you. The fans get to vote each week to determine how things play out with Tevin. You pick from a list of diaries, and the writers, Mahogany and myself, Eric Dizzy, will work them into the storyline. Be sure to follow Black Widow Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Patreon, and YouTube so that you can be part of the journey. And don't forget, support for this show comes from you, the fans. So if you would like to support us, but also hear the episodes ad-free, then please consider becoming a patron on Patreon at patreon.com/Black Widow or becoming a monthly subscriber on the Apple Podcast app. I turned my phone off before anybody else could text me. I smoked the last little bit of a joint I had while watching some random-ass video on YouTube of a woman talking about how important it is for a child to have an imaginary friend. I really should stop smoking before going to bed. I dropped into a park full of kids running around and playing. Some kids were playing with other kids, but some kids were playing with creatures that looked like they were characters taken from Nickelodeon or Cartoon Network. Well, all except one.
Hey, excuse me. Oh, I did not mean to scare you.
Wait, you can see me?
Yeah. I'm an imaginary friend, too.
Oh.
Hi, I'm Tevin.
Hi, Tara.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm surprised you look how you do.
Well, shit. How am I supposed to look?
Well, you look like a regular person. I'm used to encountering zebra cats, yeah. Monkeys in suits, or baby dinosaurs. Not a gorgeous black man.
Thank you, Tara. I guess our kiddos got sophisticated tastes in their imaginary friends.
Yes, they do.
I gotta admit, though, you're fucking gorgeous.
Thank you.
Let me guess, your kid is a fan of Beyonce.
Yes, my girl loves her some
Bean. I can tell.
Your boy a fan of Idris Elba?
Nah, he's a Black Panther fan. I think that's what he was going for, but you know kids. Do you get out the house much?
Honestly, no. She might bring me to school or to the grocery store every once in a while, but that's about it. Why do you ask?
I've just never seen you here, or the imaginary realm. I would have noticed you.
What is the realm?
It's where imaginary friends go when we're not active with our kids.
What the? Why haven't I got the memo about this place?
Shit. I don't know.
All this time, I've just been sitting around waiting for her to call on me or watching her parents fuck. Talk.
Oh, wow. Look, I ain't judging.
Oh, damn.
What's wrong?
Ava's about to leave.
Oh.
Tell me how to get there, to the realm.
Oh, it's easy. When she sleeps, just close your eyes and say realm. I'll meet you at the entrance.
Okay. Cool. See you there.
I dropped into what I assume is the realm. It was an amusement park slash resort type of place for imaginary people. It was the craziest shit I've ever seen. Shit was flying and crawling all over the place. I looked around for a little bit, just taking it all in before I spotted her doing the same thing.
This place is fucking crazy, ain't it?
Tevin, this place is crazy.
I told you.
I can't believe I never knew this existed.
Well, now you do. So it's all good.
So, what's there to do here?
That's up to you. You can do anything here.
Anything?
Anything.
Tevin, I'll be honest.
What's up?
I'm only interested in what has been imagined between your legs.
Well, all right then.
Sorry if that was too straightforward.
No, no. You good. No need to be sorry.
I just don't know how much time I have here. And I don't want to miss the opportunity to finally have sex. To experience the touch of a man. Mm-hmm. To do it like I've seen done in the porn movies.
So, you never had sex? Like, ever?
Unfortunately, no.
Damn. Shit.
The closest I've gotten is masturbating while watching her parents fuck.
I've done that.
What about you?
What about me?
Have you had sex?
Yeah, I've had sex.
Oh.
Shit, when my kid is asleep, I use that time to explore.
Explore?
Yeah, explore. Leave the house. Look, our life expectancy is short. You don't know how long your kid gonna have you around. You gotta live. Shit, I don't know how you just sat around while she was asleep.
You talking like I was supposed to know I had that freedom. Mm-hmm. I didn't know.
Yeah, but you never tried to explore to know that you didn't have that freedom.
Whatever.
I'm just saying.
We got to this super fancy hotel that looked regular on the outside, but the inside was fucking nuts. It looked like we were in an aquarium where the glass goes over your head and sea beasts with exotic colors were swimming over us. There were a lot of celebrity lookalikes walking around and hanging out. I must have had a suite there or something because it felt extremely familiar. The receptionist greeted me and everybody that passed me showed me love. When we got on the elevator, there was only one button, so I pressed it. This episode was brought to you by Rebellion Harvest. Rebellion Harvest is an independently owned black pistachio company based out of Atlanta, Georgia. Their purpose is simple: to produce a healthier snack option that crafts low-calorie, healthy, and nutrient-packed pistachios with quality and redefining flavors, such as Badu Sage and Lemon Pepper. Yes, you fucking heard me. Lemon Pepper Pistachios. That are fucking delicious. Go to RebellionHarvest.com and use the promo code THEBLACKWIDOW for a percentage off of your order. Again, go to RebellionHarvest.com and use the promo code BLACKWIDOW for a percentage off of your first order. Was the trippiest shit ever. As soon as you walked in, you saw nothing but dimly lit multicolored clouds from the windows of this corner room. It was super romantic with candles lit all around this big ass bed. She walked ahead of me to get a better view out the window. And since I knew what she was here for, I got straight to business. I walked up behind her and moved her hair to one side of her neck, then placed my hands on her hips. But this wasn't about me.
It's about me. Out of nowhere, music began to play. He began to sway me to the music. It was cute, but he was moving just a bit too slow for me. I turned around and he let go. I undid my blouse. My breast sat in my lacy bra, and his eyes glared at them. He led me to the bed, and we sat down. I guess he wanted to see what I was gonna do with them. Well, he had the right one. I unzipped the back of my skirt and slid it over my hips, letting it fall to the ground. I stepped out of it and straddled him. He instantly laid back, and we began to kiss. He reached up my back and undid my bra and slid it off my arms. And his hands went to pinching my nipples and groping my breast. As I sat on top of him, I slowly began to grind, almost felt like a rock in his pants. I was ready, but he was still moving too fucking slow.
Tevin, why are you still dressed? Come on. Don't you want to have sex with me?
Then, like magic, his clothes faded off of him, and I was slowly grinding on his naked dick. He reached forward and grabbed my hips and flipped me on my back. He then pushed me forward and laid his body on top of mine and began kissing me again. His tongue caressed mine until he left my mouth to head for my neck. He magically placed the blindfold over my eyes, but I didn't care. I wanted this thrill ride. He grabbed my hands and pinned them over my head as he kissed and licked all over my breast. He flicked his tongue several times over each nipple. I couldn't help but convulse to the sensation. His kisses moved to my stomach as his hands continued to grip and squeeze my nipples and breast. He finally made his way down to my pussy, where I had been wanting him to go since I saw him yesterday. He removed my panties, rubbed my inner thighs, then finally placed his lips on my clit. He used his fingers to spread me apart, and oh my God, it was exactly what I hoped it would be. He knew exactly where to stay and what to do.
Don't move. Don't move.
And he didn't move. He did something to vibrate his tongue, and I went crazy. Then felt two fingers begin to slowly insert me. He stuck them in and twisted them coming out. I could tell I was drenched from his glass.
Oh my gosh.
There was so much going on. My hands being held down, the massaging hands on my breast, the gripping hands on my thighs, and him fingering me while eating me out. Then I felt him stop eating me for a second, and his lips were back at my face kissing me. Next moment, I felt his tongue back on my clit. I had to break away from his kisses.
Am I not pleasing you? What's wrong?
Who else is in here?
What do you mean, who else is in here?
I didn't agree to a threesome. Or a fivesome.
There's nobody else in here. It's just me.
Then how the fuck are you doing?
Just relax. You were about to come.
I didn't want to relax, but he started fingering me harder, and his tongue game was making my body so weak that I couldn't help but lay back. His hands gripped my thighs and spread them as wide as possible as another set of hands continued to tickle my nipples. He kissed me from my neck to my chest while he vibrated his tongue on my clit and massaged my G-spot. Tevin was a fucking maniac. And to think I thought he was a good guy. He He was performing fucking magic on me with all these damn hands. He made me orgasm like a mad woman. And had the nerve to want to give me dick still. I wanted it so bad, but with this being my first real encounter, I wasn't sure I was ready. I still felt all the hands on my body, then began to feel what I assumed was his dick gliding over my clit. He took his head and poked it at my pussy. He put the tip in, then pulled out. He did it again and again, this time inching in more. And again. Meanwhile, I'm still kissing him, breast still being groped, and thighs still being rubbed. After the first stroke, I instantly began feeling a finger rubbing my clit as he continued to long stroke me. He kept going until I came multiple times. He finally hit his climax, pulled out, and released in my stomach. I could hear him breathing hard. Finally felt the hands leave my body. I couldn't move. Felt a warm towel wipe my stomach, then felt him lay next to me. I still didn't move until he lifted the blindfold from my face and I looked over at him, his brown skin glistening as he was still breathing hard. He rested his head on his hand and used his other hand to play with my nipple.
Oh, shit.
What? What the hell were you doing?
What do you mean? It was fucking.
No.
Oh, shit.
You know what I mean. How were you doing that?
Tara, we're in a magical world where you can be anything and do anything. I gave myself more hands so that I could please you.
I'm so worn out. I need to go back to Eva.
No, you don't. When she wants you, she'll have you.
Yeah. But I want to make sure she's okay.
You just want to leave.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
You said it yourself. You're only interested in what's between my legs. You got it. And now you're ready to leave.
You took that way out of context.
Did I?
But if that's how you're gonna act, then so be it. I'll just leave.
And how do you do that?
How do I do what?
Leave. How do you leave? You ain't know how to get here. And now you're threatening to leave? Go.
You don't have to be a dick, Tevin.
How am I being a dick? I literally introduced you to a new world, gave you sex for the first time, and instead of saying thank you or just chilling with me, you're trying to leave. You didn't even try to please a nigga. Can't get no head or nothing.
I was going to, but...
Nigga, that's cat. No, you wasn't. You want to leave. This is all about you.
Well, duh. It is all about me.
Finally, some truth.
Boy, fuck you.
Whoa.
Don't try and go fucking balls in an imaginary world.
Ooh.
Women use you all the fucking time. Don't take your frustrations out on me because women only see you as a good fuck. You fucked me good, and now I'm ready to go.
I tried to talk back, but I couldn't.
What? You want to sit here and have a conversation? About what? We aren't friends, Tevin. Your only job is to make me feel good. That's it. Don't get mad at me for wanting to go back to my boring life. You should be asking yourself why no one wants more than sex from you.
Man, I snatched myself out that fucking dream so fast. I can't do this shit no more, man. I gotta get out the game.